Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Five o'clock hour on Old School. It's been a busy one so far. I think we've gotten over the hill.
We can see it on the horizon.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Now it's...
Even though it's dark outside already.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness. So they just announced that Steve Kerr will be the next U.S. basketball coach.
I know.
USA but basketball coach.
Before that, though, since it's the weekend, you can't finish the show without talking about the unfortunate passing of Demaryius Thomas. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just unfortunate. 33 years old, 33, young 33, vibrant. You know, he was a great player. You know, won a Super Bowl, was it 5-time All-Pro. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. You know, they said that, you know, he got in a pretty bad car accident like a year or so ago, and they said he was battling seizures, moved his family closer because he was scared to be alone. And maybe that's, you know, what it was. It's just unfortunate when you see such a great person, you know, to battle and to make it to where he went, you know, to go and play Division I football is a big deal, or play football in college, you know, in his situation, you know, make it out of high school, college. But then he went to Georgia Tech, mm-hmm. which is, you know, you got to be
something
pretty smart to go there. And then his football career and his stuff off the field was second to none. It's just unfortunate. I had the pleasure of meeting him twice when he was at the Texans, and it was like, this dude can't be for real because he was the nicest,
yeah,
big time diva kind of, or not, he wasn't a diva, but most receivers are divas, mm-hmm. and he's a guy that would actually. It was almost like, you know, I was talking to him and. Like, dude, you should be done talking to me. And a lot of times, you know, guys in his situation kind of give you like an empty conversation. It was a straight up pure conversation. So it's unfortunate NFL and the whole, obviously, you know, world lost a good person. So, you know, that sucks, but, you know, it's the way things are. And it's just, you always wonder, you know, why, how, but, you know, you always think it's a, you know, higher purpose.
When you see the tributes online, sometimes they can be, you know, kind of empty.
Right.
But you won't hear people say negative things about Demaryius.
No, you can't. And if you do, then that tells more about you. And it's not even that. It's just that, you know, he played with Tom Brady for a very short time, mm-hmm. and had a big impact on him and his kids. Played with Peyton Manning, obviously, was a little bit longer. Everywhere he played, he made an impact on the guys that he played with in the organization. So, you know, it's just unfortunate. You know, any loss obviously is unfortunate. But, you know, obviously anytime you see somebody from the NFL, you know, brotherhood, and you have a tremendous amount of respect for him for the way he, you know, handled himself considering his upbringing, but then, you know, all the good stuff he was doing and great things he was doing after football. You know, you know, it's just, it's an unfortunate situation. So I just wanted to be able to say that. And now we can move on to we saw Tony Elliott out there at Virginia, mm-hmm. Georgia's defensive coordinator.
So it was just reported. I was just looking 14 minutes ago.
You pump faked this.
It was they have – he's a candidate.
Yeah, so – oh, so –
But there were three different sites, authentic sites, okay, that reported that he accepted it. And then 14 okay. minutes ago – it just was.
You know what's crazy? Because DP, you know, you spent more time than me out in the Virginia area. Anthony Poindexter, who's the co-defensive coordinator at Penn State, probably
– great DB.
He's probably the most prominent defensive player ever to play at Virginia. Chris Long, too, but Anthony Poindexter was the guy, especially, you know, early, right, because he was a hitter. He was, like, the first eraser as a defensive back. He was out there going into the College Football Hall of Fame in Las Vegas, got interviewed. It was pretty much going to be a layup, and he turned the job down, I think, based on he didn't want to keep some of the, you know, the past previous staffs, some of the coaches probably wanted to, you know, the AD probably wanted to keep him on, obviously, you know, get his money's worth. And then they go and get Clemson's well-respected offensive coordinator. So, you know, sometimes as you see all these, you know, hirings and firings, you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that the, I guess, the marriage or relationship that you think would look good on paper and an easy, I guess, sell or easy, you know, kind of deal, for whatever reasons, can fall through. So it'd be interesting to see how these guys do, how Tony Elliott does running his own show. Brett Venables does it at Oklahoma. He probably thinks like he didn't get a good enough deal. He got 6 years, $43 million. He's like, hey, you know, everybody else.
Let
is
me
getting
go back.
Feet. I'm getting, yeah, I'm about to. You're gonna see me in a couple years, and then you got Oregon, who has as much financial backing as anybody, and it's gonna be interesting to see what coach they get. And you know, you don't want Oregon's probably looking at like this. It's you don't want it to be a quick stop, turn around, go somewhere else. I don't really think that's the case because Crystal Ball going back to Miami is something that, you know, be very hard for him to anybody to turn down in his situation. It's going to be interesting to see where they go to who they hire because Oregon's a big enough job that you need somebody with some cachet.
Yep.
But then also you need somebody that's going to, you know, take what Crystal Ball built there, which is a totally different than the rest of the teams besides Utah and Washington was when Peterson was there. As far as the mentality, what they're doing, they're trying to beat you up on the line of scrimmage, be explosive and have depth at the skill position, and still, you know, obviously put up big yards and big points. But they are a very, very physical team built with a good offense and defensive line. So it's going to be interesting to see who goes in there and who can kind of continue along the path that Cristobal set forth because they're right on the cusp. They're always right on the edge of getting into that, you know, Final Four talk. So, you know, it's not a hard job. It's not like you go a complete turnaround unless they come in and they run a totally different offense and a totally different scheme. Then you're going to see them take a step or two back before they can take three or four forward.
It was interesting. My buddy just texted because I asked the question about Tony Elliott. He said, yeah, Elliott's confirmed. So there's that.
Yeah. Just as there, he signed to go to Virginia. But you got to think, man, you know, their first choice probably was Poindexter. And that's, you know, when you fly out to Vegas and you probably think it's a layup and all those things, the parameters are already set before they, you know, interview. You just got to make sure you just don't, you know.
Well, that number, it comes. Sometimes it comes down to the number.
Number or what the stipulations that they want. And maybe it's something that he sees that really works at Penn State or that he knows at Virginia that they haven't committed to, that he knows that, you know, and what people are going
to. Well, getting into University of Virginia is not easy.
That's not easy. No, it's not. And it takes a different type of athlete.
You know,
you're not bringing – it's culture shock for a lot of guys.
Oh, Charlottesville is legit.
It's on the low culture shock. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see how it works. I mean, I'm a big fan of Tony Elliott. He's done tremendous at Clemson. I think he's learned from Dabo, you know, what can and should work at Virginia. And I think Virginia played well this year, you know. And obviously could have played better, but, you know, they had explosive offense, and the defense has always have you know, athletes at every level, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works out and how everything shakes out, you know, with this early signing period. You know, one thing that's encouraging, you see, you know, Nebraska with their new hires, everybody's hitting the road and you know, hitting it hard, and then see where it shakes out. I like the, you know, the mentality that everybody's bringing. And everybody knows, you know, the situation, and so they're all trying to, you know, move forward in the same direction.
Yeah, some of these things are cultural, and you're right. Charlottesville and its the academic requirements, the social conditioning that's going on down there.
The social issues and stuff like that is
It's legit.
It takes a lot from a coach.
It's a different brother. It's a different type. It takes a different dude to go down there.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of awareness from the coaching staff, from the support staff, from the players, on every level. You got to really be banded together to do well down there.
The cultural leap from Charlottesville to Blacksburg
is like night and day.
Man. Yeah, it's that, and then Old Dominion, which is down the beach. So
you
get like it.
You got three different worlds.
Yep, entirely different worlds in a short space of time. So folks will figure out. All right, so let's jump into this NFL week. You got a good start last night.
I did.
Picked the Vikings, though
they tried to give it away. Dalvin Cook came out there with a busted up shoulder, and the holes were so big. He was like, "Man, do I go in this big hole or do I go here?" And he really was. I mean, he's a fast running back.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell that he, hadn't been playing. But he was like, "Man, these holes are so big. I don't know which one to go through."
He was tired.
Right. and I think he was after like the fourth run over 15 yards. He's like, "This can't be serious."
Right.
Like, this is Pittsburgh. Like, Pittsburgh Steelers are never getting ran through like that.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right. It's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't understand what
they looked like. They didn't practice at all, just showed up and just said, "You know what, we're going to use the first half as kind of like warm up," and thought the game was going to be close, but they were getting the break speed off them. But they made a valiant comeback, and but the Vikings pulled it out. So I'm 1-0. Oh, Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins actually played well. I'm going to give him his props. He played well.
What would you have said to Claypool after the first down?
Oh, I can't say it on air.
Right? Like, it. No, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just what he, and he has no sense of, reality, no accountability,
and no understanding of that's a problem.
Why it's a problem, even if you guys would have scored and you didn't get the 2-point conversion, it's the whole point. You nullified them of the chance at another chance to score.
Yeah, you took away another play.
Right, that's what I'm saying, and didn't have any qualms about it. He's like, "Yeah, I did my first down signal." That lets you know it's all about him.
Yeah, it's about him, and it almost on a night where you're not winning yet.
Right.
Like, you're not winning.
And you guys looked horrible in the first half.
Yeah, like it wasn't even there. So it was kind of bizarre, and I felt bad for the tight end. Like, I don't know how do you come back into the locker room?
He's going to be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And when they played Detroit and they tied – He had a really, really good game, but then remember, he fumbled in overtime. He actually broke a tackle, was cutting across the grain. The guy that he originally made miss came back and punched it out from behind.
Just play the game.
It's a learning experience from him, and he's a good tight end. He came from Penn State, and again last night, those are the catches that if you want to be an upper echelon, that you got to make those.
All right, Jay, let's dive into it, bro. Let's start with the game, the game, the game.
Cowboys, Washington football team?
Yeah, man. And McCarthy promised to win.
Yeah. And I know Ron Rivera is going to have those guys ready because he's a inspirational coach, but he's a former player, so he's definitely going to show what a chip on his shoulder, and they're playing at home. But I think Dallas's offense is a little too much for their defense, especially with Chase Young being out and Sweat's out. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
And they've but Washington's played well.
Yeah.
And they've
and they always punk the Cowboys, yeah. But I think the Cowboys have a little bit too much firepower with their injuries going on right now.
The 2-10 Jaguars against the 8-4 Titans.
I think this game is going to be close. I think the Jaguars are figuring out how to play, but they just don't have the experience. And I think the Titans are, you know, not on red alert, but they definitely have been awakened off of a bye week of New England. So, or how well New England's been playing. So I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Yeah, they need to get 9-4. Yeah. They need to be up top. The 4-8 Seahawks against the 2-10 Texans.
Oh, Seahawks all day. The Texans just announced that they're going to start Dave Mills, the rookie quarterback from Stanford,
man.
The rest of the year.
Wave the flag.
We're trying to get the first pick. Might be the quarterback, or not the first pick, but the first-round pick from the quarterback from Pittsburgh. But I'm going to go to the Seahawks because actually the Seahawks surprised me last week. And anytime Russell Wilson starts to heat it up, they might be able to end up being, 9-8.
If they get on a run late. The 6-6 Raiders against the 8-4 Chiefs.
I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. The Chiefs haven't looked obviously as dominant or as great as they have been in the last like 3 or 4 years on offense, but I think they have enough offense to go against that Raiders defense. But that Raiders defense is gonna give them all that they can handle. They're big, strong, physical up front. They can rush the passer. So, the Chiefs have a very, very young offensive line. But I think the Chiefs with their skill position guys and the Chiefs defense is starting to make some plays. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
The 5-7 Saints versus the 3-9 Jets.
Man, this is the hardest game to pick because the Aints that don't look well. Cam Jordan's out. Jets actually looked pretty decent last week. And you just never know.
We don't know what
you don't know what Taysom Hill's going to do, what Lil Wilson's going to do. But I'm going to go with the known product and the coaching veteran. I'm going to go with the Saints.
All right, I wasn't sure how you were going to go on that one. The 5-7 Falcons and the 5-7 Panthers.
Again, another one. You got Cam against Matt Ryan. Just when you think that. The Falcons won't play well. I think they pulled off a victory a couple weeks ago. I picked against them. Cam's and that offense has looked horrible. Where's the game at?
Charlotte.
That defense is going to be coming. I'm going to go with the Panthers because they're playing at home. And I think Cam knows he needs to play better. And I think he'll show
his career's on the line.
Yeah.
His career's on the line.
Yes, it is.
8-4 Ravens travel to the 6-6 Browns.
Oh, normally this would be a Ravens game because their defense and Lamar Jackson, but they have not looked good at all this year. And I think Cleveland's defense is one of the top like 5 to 8 defenses this year. And I think they can get their running attack going. So I'm going to go with Cleveland. I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think that they're going to get their running attack going, get the passing game going. Their defense is pretty darn good this year. And I think they're playing at home, so I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
The 4-8 Giants against the 7-5 Chargers.
This is the upset. I see a lot of people picking the Giants, but I'm going to go with the Chargers, even though they're going – the Chargers are going out east, right?
No, they're at home.
Oh, definitely I'm picking the Chargers. I think they know – well, they know that they got to get it going, and this is going to be a big game for them. They're better than the Giants roster-wise, and they obviously have a better record. But this is going to show me maturity as an organization, as a team. Can this defense play well against a team that they should play well against, the Chargers, which is bode well for them because the offense is going to produce.
The O had to go. The 1-10-1 Lions against the 6-6 Broncos.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. I think this is going to be a tough game because Detroit has battled everybody, but I think the Broncos have played well longer. They're 6-6. Teddy B. Water is going to get it going. They didn't look good last time he played, so I'm going to go with the Broncos.
6-6 49ers at the 7-5 Bengals.
Oof.
Up and down, man. Yeah. Both of these teams are
they're
man,
up
Jekyll
and down. I mean,
Hyde.
just when you thought the Bengals were going to do something, they got boat raced by the Chargers.
All right.
Just when you thought the Chargers were dead in the water, they boat raced the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to bounce back this week and beat the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would pick that one. 7-5 Bills and the 9-3 Buccaneers.
Man, Tom Brady against Josh Allen. You know, you usually like to pick a Bills team coming off of being an embarrassing loss of getting,
embarrassed,
mollywopped against the Patriots, but it's the wrong team to get right against because Tampa Bay's been running the ball, the defense is starting to come around, and Tom Brady has been doing dirt all year, and Gronkowski is back, and he's playing against his hometown Bills. I am going to go Tampa.
I'm really upset that game hadn't been moved to Sunday night.
To a flex, yeah.
Because the Sunday night game is the 4-8 Bears and the 9-3 Packers. What? Come on. Do they not love the fans at all?
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not even going to be close.
Yeah. Bless you. The 8-4 Rams against the 10-2 Chargers on Monday night in Arizona.
Oh, against the Cardinals. Rams against the Cardinals Monday night. You know, I'm a believer now. I'm starting to become of the Cardinals. But I think the Rams are starting to heat up. And I think they have enough guys to keep hitting Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. And I don't have visions of him finishing the game. So I'm going to go with the Rams.
Okay.
But that's going to be a game.
The greatest game of all of our games is Army versus Navy.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Army usually wins, right?
Army finally broke. Navy had a 10-year win streak, and Army finally broke it.
But Army's pretty good this
year. They're 9-3.
Yeah, I'll go Army. I haven't watched any of them, but I was going to pick Army regardless.
Yeah, I'm a Navy family dude. That's how that works.
Oh, okay, well then. We'll see.
Tomorrow will be an entire day of screaming, go Navy, beat Army. That will be all day. That will be all day.
That is a pretty cool game, though.
But
it looks extremely cold, though.
So that is the thing.
But there's never been a time I've turned that game on where it looks like pleasant. But they have. But it is slam-packed.
The coldest I've ever been was at an Army-Navy game.
It looks
Beck
like
and I went. Beck and I went with her Navy captain dad, right? And we were, for whatever reason, they put us in the upper. We were in the upper level, and it was cold.
Oh yeah.
And the Hawk, it was at FedEx Field.
Ooh.
And the Hawk came in and just decided it was.
I'm here.
Like I'm here to like I don't know why y'all are here, but I'm here to embarrass some folks. I've never been cold.
Yeah, it looks cold on TV. The atmosphere looks second to none.
Amazing to watch the watch the marching in. There's a lot of pageantry. There's a lot of tradition.
Right.
Watching, the actual people there. You never know who you're sitting next to in that game.
Yeah.
The pregame it's amazing. It's the highest level of pregame.
Yeah.
Because you got all the military officers. Right. With their finest, all the best vodka and bourbon that you can find, right? Things that have waited decades to be open.
I'm sure.
And they're open at this game. And then it's the best tailgate because it's the best catered.
It's the best catered,
right? Like you're not.
No holes barred right there. Right?
Right? Like it's there. They moved it from, it would bounce from D.C. to Baltimore to Philly to New York. And it would bounce around. So we would try to go. But man, the last one had me so cold that I've just never been that miserable at a football game.
It looks like it's cold and it looks miserable.
You know, and you get those are interesting games to watch.
Yeah, they're always exciting,
right? Because it's 3 yards, 4 yards, 6 yards, 2 yards, 1 yard, 7 yards, 4 yards, and you just stay connected into it,
right?
And then all of the tradition. It's America's best game, and we're looking forward to it. So, Jay and Nick, who are you taking tomorrow? Army or Navy?
Oh, Army.
Okay, you're both wrong. So, Just want to point that out.
Apologize.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry, as the kids say.
Jay, I'll give you this question to ponder over the break. And then we'll come back and let Jay answer it. But Matt asked the question, Jay, what's the coldest game you ever played in? And he'll give that answer when we come back to Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows? Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.